You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. The benchmark indices continued the positive momentum for the sixth day in a row. The Nifty ended 66 points higher, while the Sensex was up by 274 points. Among sectors, PSU banks and IT indices outperformed. Both the indices rallied over 1%, whereas oil and gas stocks witnessed intraday profit booking at higher levels. Technically, after a robust uptrend rally on last Tuesday, the market opened with a gap up. But after a strong opening, the index witnessed range-bound activity at higher levels. However, the short-term texture of the market is still into the positive side. Moving on, lawmakers belonging to United Kingdom Parliament's upper house will be going ahead with legislation for authorities to take hold of cryptocurrencies utilized for illegal means. According to Cointelegraph on July 4th, lawmakers did a third reading of the Economic Crime and Corporate Transparency Bill. From what it's understood, members related to House of Lords didn't suggest any alterations to crypto enforcement in the bill's most recent reading and outlined recommendations as minor or tidying up amendments. Based on Cointelegraph's data, a June 27 draft around the bill comprised provisions revising current frameworks to permit authorities flexibility with regard to confiscation and recovery of crypto assets. In another development, the Supreme Court on Wednesday extended the interim protection from arrest to civil rights activist Teesta Sethalwad in a case linked to the 2002 Gujarat riots reported live law. The next hearing will be on July 19th at 2 p.m. A bench of Justices B.R. Gawai, A.S. Bopanna and Dipankar Datta issued notice to the Gujarat government on the appeal filed by Sethalwad against the Gujarat High Court order. Sethalwad, Secretary of NGO Citizens for Justice and Peace, is being probed for allegedly fabricating evidence and instituting false proceedings in relation to the 2002 riots. Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju, appearing for the state of Gujarat, sought time from the apex court, saying he needs time to translate documents. From the world of tech, while people across the world depend on this AI chatbox for their work, the data available with ChatGPT was up till September 2021. If anyone tried browsing for things that happened or existed post this date, ChatGPT would produce inadvertent responses. To tackle this issue, ChatGPT rolled out its Browse with Bing feature. This feature was, however, exclusively available to ChatGPT Plus subscribers. Now the company has decided to pull the plug on this feature. Paywalls are frequently used to entice consumers to subscribe to a website. Access to the published information is restricted to anyone without the site's subscription. However, some users have discovered a new technique to get around these paywalls and access the material without needing to sign up for a subscription. Meanwhile, Chinese authorities on Wednesday said at least 15 people have been killed in the nation's southwestern region after the seasonal torrents hit mountain areas. In Chongqing, another four people were reported missing. The floods in Chongqing are appearing to be China's deadliest. The flood warning there has been raised to level 3 from level 4, highlighting the seriousness of the matter. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. In China's southwestern province, Sichuan, over 85,000 people have been evacuated due to flooding. China's Xinhua News Agency reported. This year, some of China's northern regions have reported the worst floods in 50 years. In other developments, the results of the CA final and inter exams have been announced today by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. Candidates who took the examinations can now access their results on the official ICAI website, icai.nic.in and icai.org. For the current year, the exams were conducted in various overseas exam centres, including Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Thimphu, Bhutan, Doha, Dubai, Kathmandu, Kuwait and Muscat. In addition to these locations, the examinations were held in over 280 centres across India. This year, Akshay Ramesh Jain from Ahmedabad has secured All India Rank 1 by scoring 616 out of 800. Kalpesh Jain has secured the second position, followed by Prakar Varshney. A total of 13,430 candidates qualified the CA final exam. Lastly, Steel Authority of India Limited on Wednesday said that it has achieved record-breaking performance in the first quarter of FY 2023-24 in terms of production and sales, the Ministry of Steel said in a release. The company reported a growth of 8% on-year in its crude steel production at 4.667 MT during the Q1 FY24. And saleable steel witnessed a growth of 8% at 4.405 MT During the same period, the company also stated that SAIL attained its highest ever sales performance in the first quarter by achieving a sales volume of 3.9 MT, up 24% during the same period last year. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.